Today's daf is Bechorah's daf Mem Zayin, and we are at the top line of daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sarah Aliza. So yesterday, we began the 8th perek of Masechtas Bechorah, which deals with the halachos of Bechor Adam. Specifically, the Mishnah compared and contrasted a Bechor L'Nachala and a Bechor L'Koyim. We know that the laws of Bechor really impact two areas in halacha. Number one, a Bechor is Neitel Pishnayim. So as it relates to Chassi Rushois, Perakei Shnoichlin, Parshas Pinchas, Parshas Kiseitze, if a man dies, if there's a Yerusha, his oldest son, his Bechor, is going to be Neitel Pishnayim. He's going to get double what each one of his brothers are going to get. Additionally, the laws of Bechor, Bechor Adam, impact Kedushas Bechor. If somebody has a firstborn Zachar, he has a Chiyav Pidyon HaBen. Stating that, the Mishnah said that even though the Torah uses the same word Bechor in reference to Kedushas Bechor as it does in reference to Pishnayim, but Yesh Bechor L'Nachla V'Ein Bechor L'Koyim V'Ein Bechor L'Nachla. Bechor L'Nachla U'L'Koyim and the Yesh Ein Bechor Loi L'Nachla V'Loi L'Koyim. And the underlying Yesod, really, that is the basis for why there's a difference between Bechor L'Nachla and Bechor L'Koyin is based on the terminology that the Torah uses when it describes the Bechor L'Nachla versus the terminology that he uses when it describes the Bechor L'Adam. When the Torah talks about Bechor Nachla, it says, Kiesa Bechor ben asnui yakir losis loy pishnayim, Bechor lashe yimotze loy ki hu reishis oinoi loy mishpat ha-Bechor. The Torah refers to the Bechor as reishis oinoi, the first koyach, the first tipa of the father. He's the father's first. When the Torah talks about the Bechor L'Koyin, the Torah says, Kaddish li kol Bechor Peter kol rechem b'vnei Yisrael ba'odom uva behema lihu. The Torah describes the Bechor as being the Peterech, the one that opened up the womb of the mother, as the Bechor to the mother. And it's because of that very fundamental difference. The Bechor L'Nachla is Reishis Oino. He's the Bechor of the father. The Bechor L'Koyin is Peterechem. He is the Bechor of the mother. It's for that that there are many differences, specifically the Mishnah that we're learning. Regardless, the Gemara today begins with a festa machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. This first Gemara is also a Gemara Mesechtes Yevamis Daf Samach Beis Amen Aleph. Zok the Gemara Itmar. If somebody was a ger, and when he was a non-Jew, he had a family, Viniskayer, and afterwards he was Megayer. Rabbi Yochanan says, Ein lebechor l'nachlo, that this man, if he has a child now as a Yid, will never have a Bechor L'Nachla. The reason is because Bechor L'Nachla is Reishis Oinoi. This person's Reishis Oinoi was his non-Jewish firstborn child. As a result, when he's Megayer, the first child that he has is not Reishis Oinoi, even though it's the first that he had as a Yid, but being that it's not Reishis Oinoi, for that reason, this person is not going to have a Bechor L'Nachla. Incidentally, as it relates to the children that he had when he was a non-Jew, they're certainly not Bechor L'Nachla. So if somebody's Megayer, any non-Jewish children that he has will not be considered a Bechor L'Nachla. The question is, the firstborn child that he has now as a Yid, will that child be a Bechor L'Nachla? Rabbi Yochanan said, no, Rabbi Shlokish says, Yesh Lebechor L'Nachla, he does have a Bechor L'Nachla. Rabbi Yochanan, Me'in Lebechor L'Nachla, Da'avali Reishis Oinoi. It's not Reishis Oinoi. The non-Jewish child is the Reishis Oinoi. He's not the Bechor L'Nachla. It's only a Jewish child that would be subject to the laws of Pishnayim. That one is not Bechor, is not Reishis Oinoi. As a result, there is no Bechor L'Nachla. Shlokish Oinoi, Yesh Bechor L'Nachla, because Gersh and Iskayer, Kekot and Shneiladam. Shlokish holds that when someone's Megayer, he becomes a new person. He's literally Kekot and Shneiladam. So what are you going to tell him? He had a Reishis Oinoi when he was a non-Jew? That was the other guy. Right now, he's a new person. He's Katan Shenayladami. And this Katan Shenayladz, Reishis Oinoi, is the first child, the Bechor, that he had as a Yid. And as a result, that child is going to be the Bechor L'Nachla. So, the Gemara Ba'azdu L'Tamayu, that this Machleikis, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, is really L'Shita Sayu, L'Tamayu, of another Machleikis, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, the Itmar. If someone had children when he was an Ajuv in his car, and he was my guy, Rabbi Yochanan, it says, Kayim Piriviriviyo. He doesn't have to have children again. A Ben Ubas, according to Beis Hillel, two banim, according to Beis Shammai, he doesn't have to have children again to be mekayim the mitzvah of Peruvu. He has children. And even though those children that he has, he had when he was a non-Jew, who cares? Right now, he has a family. Lemaisa, he was mekayim the mitzvah. Period. Verivya Rishlok. He says loikayim. He's not mekayim. Reb Yechonah mekayim. Loisovera. Loshevus Yitzara. The obligation of Pruer Vu was explained by Yeshaya Hanavi when he said loisovera loshevus Yitzara. Hakadosh Baruch Hu didn't create the world for it to be soyu vavayu. Initially, on the first day of creation, it was Varet Soyuzah Soyu Vavayu. But then HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world. And our job is to be a shutif with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to continue to help in the establishment of civilization. L'Sheves Yitzaru, that's the obligation. Says Rabbi Yochanan, this person was Mekayim, his obligation of L'Sheves Yitzaru. Why? Because Gershon is Kayak, Kukan Shanoi Ladami. It's true, this person, when he was a non-Jew, was Mekayim L'Sover of L'Sheves Yitzaru. But now he's a new man. And because he's a new man, what he did when he was a non-Jew doesn't count anymore. As a result, today he has an obligation of L'Sover of L'Sheves Yitzaru. As a result, he has to go ahead and have children. It's the same machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan, who said that the children that a ger had when he was a goy count for Pruvu, holds that that Reish HaSoyne was a Reish HaSoyne. As a result, the first child that he has as a yid is not Reish HaSoyne. He doesn't have a b'char l'nachla. Reish Lakish, who said Gershon is kayak and cotton shenoy l'dami, the children that he had when he was a non-Jew don't count towards the mitzvah Pruvu, holds that that Reish HaSoyne is not a Reish HaSoyne as relates to nachlis either. As a result, when he has his first child now, his b'char will be a b'char l'nachla. So, Gemara B'tzricha, you need both machlokes. Meaning, even though the two machlokes in Allah Shita Sayu, so at the end of the day, it's very nice. Rabbi Yochanan l'shitasai, Reish Lakish l'shitasai. But at the same time, they had to state Amiram, their respective opinions in both cases. Because had we only known one, you could not have derived the other. Why did Mar Baha? Had I only had one, Baha Kamais, Baha Kam Reish Lakish, I would have thought Reish Lakish only said as halach in the first case. The non-Jewish children right now don't have the ability to yarshin their father. Because that's poshit. Forget about Gershon Askari, Kukot and Shanoi Lodami. A Yid who has non-Jewish children, again, because he was Megayer, those non-Jewish children are not Betoiris Yerusha. So being that those children are not Betoiris Yerusha right now, you would have had a Havamina that every man is entitled to have a Yerush. So maybe the first child that he has now is going to be his Reishis Oinai. He's going to be entitled to the Bechar. Ava Baha, Imam Waitu Leila Rabbi Yoichanan. But as it relates to Pru or Vu, where the children that he had, he still has, so maybe that's a key in L'Sheves Yitzara. V'yit Mar Baha, had we had it in the reverse, Baha Kam Rabbi Yoichanan. I only had the case of Pru or Vu. I would have thought Rabbi Yochanan only said his halacha by Puruvu. It's like Rabbi Yochanan said. He was Mekayim Lysovera L'Sheves Yitzara. Because right now, even as yet he has children, Abu Baha, but maybe when it comes to Nachlis, being that right now he doesn't have a Bechar L'Nachla, maybe he's Maidu Reish Lakish, that's why we needed the Machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, both in the context of Bechar L'Nachla and in the context of Puruvu. Zok the Gemara Tzna. Learned in our Mishnah, Mishlei Ha'ilei Banim, someone who didn't have any sons, V'nasi Isha Shekva Yolda, and he married a woman that already had children. So this was one of the examples of where you would have a Bechar L'Nachla that's not going to be a Bechar L'Kayim. Someone's getting married for the first time, or he never had children. He marries a woman that had children already. The woman that had children already had a Pater Rechem. He has no Reish HaSoinai. As a result, the first child that they're going to have is going to be a Bechar L'Nachla, is not going to be a Bechar L'Kayim. Then the Mishnah continued and said, Yolda, Oida Shifcha, in the event that she had children, this woman did, while she was a Shifcha, Vishnishtachra, and then she was freed. Or Oida Vedeskecha, when she had children, when she was an Anju, Vineskaira, and then she was Megayer. Umishabasli, Yisrael Yolda, now that she was Megayer, she had her child. The halacha is the same thing. Vlada b'char l'nachla, veina b'char l'kayim. The Mishnah said, Rabbi Yisai Glili argues, but the Chachamim, the Tanakam, and the Mishnah said that a woman who had children, or marries a man now that never had children, the firstborn child is not going to be a b'char l'kayim, because she had children already, will be a b'char l'nachla. And the Mishnah said, that's true, even if the children that this woman had, she had when she was a non-Jew. She was a shifcha, she was a anoyvedes kechavim, it doesn't matter. Says the Gemara, Yol Demiman, the case of the Mishnah that discusses where she had children when she wasn't a yid yet, who was the father of those children? Ilei mi Yisrael, shleihei ilei banim. Was it a man who had no children? My iri giyaris v'shivcha. Afilu bas Yisrael nami. Then what's the chiddush that she was married when she was a non-Jew and she had children? B'chayra, any time a woman had children already, the halacha is that that child is considered the Peter Rechem. If she then marries a man that didn't have children, that and they have a child now, the child's going to be a bechor l'nachlo. It's not going to be a bechor l'koyin. So what's the significance of the fact that she was once non-Jew? She once had a child when she was a non-Jew. Who cares? Why is that relevant to the fact that the first child that's going to be born now from this next zivug is going to be a bechor l'nachlo, ve'ein a bechor l'koyin? There's a pasht the teretz that the Gemara is going to say. El olav, migeir shalil le'bonav in this guy. Sounds like the case probably was where she had children from a ger who had children and was in sky. V'ketani bechor l'nachlo. Then it says clearly then that when she has children from this man, the halacha is the first child that's going to be born is going to be a bechor l'nachlo. I mean, the Gemara is bothered. Why did we have to talk about this case? That a woman that had children from a previous marriage, even if she was a non-Jew at the time, even then the first child that's going to be born now is going to be a bechor l'nachlo. What's the difference if she was Jewish or non-Jewish? If she had children, there was a peter rechem. Now she gets married, she has a child, that child's not going to be a bechor l'koyin. If her husband never had a child before, then the child is going to be a bechor l'nachlo. There's no chiddush, the Gemara thinks, in the fact that the first child that she had was a child that she had when she was non-Jewish. Elamai, you know what the case must have been? The reason we're talking about a non-Jew that was Megayer, it's because she's married to the same man. She had a non-Jewish family. The family decided to be lachsis tachas kanfei hashchina, lachnisa bevrisa shel Avraham Avinu. They decide to be Megayer. Now that they go ahead and they're Megayer and they have another child, Zokta Mishnah, this new child is going to be a bechor l'nachla. It's not going to be a bechor l'koyin. Not going to be a bechor l'koyin because it was pater rechem already. But it's going to be a bechor l'nachla because it's reish hasayinai. What do you mean it's reish hasayinai? L'chayra. She already had a reish hasayinai. Oh, must be because Gershin Esgayer is kikot and shenayil dami. It's, I mean, I'm just, you, so you see clearly that Raya Teresh Lakish, not like Rabbi Yochanan, Zakti Gemara, Loi Loi Lam, Yisrael Shal Hayle Bonim. Maybe the Mishnah, when it talks about that this halacha, that when she has a child now from this new husband who didn't previously have a child, the child is going to be a Bechor L'Nachla, Bechor L'Koyin. Even when she had a child when she was a non-Jew, it's talking about with the child she had as a non-Jew she had from Yisrael. What's the kasha? Ve'ena Bechor L'Koyin is Trichale. The chiddush is not that the child that she has from this new husband is going to be a Bechor L'Nachla. There's no bazundere chiddush that this child from the new husband is going to be a Bechor L'Nachla even when she had had a child from a non-Jew. The fact that she had had a child from a non-Jew is not meisif any chiddush. It's not meisif any neifach in the fact that the child that she's going to have now from the new husband is going to be a bechor l'nachi. You know what the chiddush is? The chiddush is that this next child is not going to be a bechor l'koyin. That's a very big chiddush. Why is it a big chiddush? Because Rabbi Yosi Aglili in the Mishnah argues, says the Gemara, ve'ein a bechor l'koyin is tzrichalei. That's what the chiddush is. Lafugi the Rabbi Yosi Aglili, amr bechor l'nachlu l'koyin, shenemet peter rechem Yisrael, achiv to rechem Yisrael. According to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, only a woman who had peter rechem and she was a yid has this halacha, k'mash melon d'loy. That's the chiddush that, nah, it's up to Gemara Toshma. Hayu le'banim Yosef ikei chavim. I'll bring you a raya again to this machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, where Ger had children before he was Megayer, his Bechor that he has now as a Yid, is that a Bechor L'Nachla or is it not a Bechor L'Nachla? Rabbi Yochanan said, no, it's not Reish HaSoinei. Reish Lakish said, yeah, because Gershon is Gair Kekotin Shanoi L'Dami, and for this new person, it is Reish HaSoinei. If someone had children when he was a guy, Vin is Gair, and then he was a Megayer, Yesh Loi Bechor L'Nachla, he has a Bechor L'Nachla. This seems pretty straightforward, right? This is Reish Lakish Hashita. I'm Ravino. Ravino said, V'item Rav Acha, Avada Rabbi Yosef Aglili. There's no Raya, because it's true, you have a Braisa that says it's Bechor L'Nachla, but maybe it's going to Rabbi Yosef Aglili. Household. The Amma, what Rabbi Yisrael Glili say in the Mishnah, Peter Rechem Yisrael, actually Yiftu Rechem Yisrael. Just like Rabbi Yisrael Glili said, as it relates to Peter Rechem, as it relates to the Bechor of Kohen, that the only time a child is considered a Bechor L'Kohen is if the child was born from a woman that was already a Yid. Because Peter Rechem Yisrael, you need actually Yifteru Rechem Yisrael. The same is going to be true as it relates to Reish HaSoinai. He's going to be Makish, Bechor L'Nachla, so to speak, to Bechor L'Adam. That just like by Bechor L'Adam, Bechor L'Koyein, that type of Bechor, it has to be Yifteru Rechem Yisrael. So too Reish HaSoinai is going to have to be from Yisrael. V'yaluf iu minadida. So you're right. Rabbi Yochanan's going to have to acknowledge that there's a brisa that contradicts his halacha. However, Rabbi Yochanan can easily tell you that that brisa is going according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Rav Ada according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, who holds that Peter Rechem has to be from Yisrael. He's going to raise his son. He also has to be from Yisrael. So again, that's Megayer that had a family before he was Megayer. It's poshit that that child is going to be raishes. Oh, no, that child's going to be Bechal Anach. Machloikas was according to the Chachamim, who don't darshin Peter Rechem be Yisrael. What about as it relates to raishes Zayinai? That was the Machloikas Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish said there's Aloch of Gershon, his character, Kotten Shanoi Ladami. And on that, Rabbi Yechon argued. So the Gemara is going to completely change topics now. But before we do that, just one short ha'ara. The long ha'ara will be a message at the end of the daf, but just quickly a short ha'ara. It sounds like from this Gemara that this machlekes Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish, whether you say Gershon Eskayer Kekotin Shanoel Adami, or you don't say Gershon Eskayer Kekotin Shanoel Adami. The Gemara mentions two machlekes in between Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish, va'ozdu litamayo, that's our way of saying l'shitasai. So you have a Rabbi Yechon l'shitasai and a Rish Lakish l'shitasai with regards to two big shaylas. A ger who had a family before he was Megayer, now he has a child. Is that child a Bechor L'Nachla or is it not a Bechor L'Nachla? Rabbi Yochanan says, no. Rish Lakish says, yeah. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it's not Reish HaSoinai. Rish Lakish says, it is Reish HaSoinai. Because the Reish HaSoinai that he had when he was a non-Jew, that was somebody else. Right now, Gershon's character conscious. No, no, another Shiloh. Or Ger was Megayer, he had a family before he was Megayer. Was he Mekayim the Mitzvah Purim? Who were the first Mitzvah in the Torah? According to Rabbi Yochanan, yeah. Maisi has a family. Lesovra, Leshevis Yitzhar, he was Mekayim Shevis. Rish Lakish says, no, that was somebody else. He right now has no children. He's Kekot and Shalil Dami. How could he have a family? In other words, Rish Lakish holds Gershon as Gai, Kekot and Shalil Dami, and Rabbi Yochanan would seem to hold not that way. Stating that, there's a very important Tosfos in Masechtas Yevamos, Daf Samech Beis Amud Aleph, where Tosfos says, Afal Gaf, to Le'inyan, Kam Medvarim Amrinon Gershon as Gai, Kekot and Shalil Dami. Even though throughout Shas, Le'inyan Kam Medvarim, you find this idea of Gershon as Gai, Kekot and Shalil Dami, and you don't find anywhere that Rabbi Yochanan argues. Says the Gemara, Mikomaka, Mistabrele, the Rabbi Yochanan and Hacha, Rabbi Yochanan had a svar over here. The kiva the benachriyusay kayim, the zare miyuchas achra ba'isa shav if the namik shatz. Whatever the svar of Tosfos is, that we don't need for right now. What we need is the first part of Tosfos, and that is says Tosfos, don't walk away from this sugya thinking that there's a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish whether Gershon is kaya is kikot shneil dami or not. Even though Reish Lakish said it in this sugya, but of course Rabbi Yochanan agrees to it. Avad Rabbi Yochanan agrees to the concept of Gershon is kaya kikot shneil dami. But this svar is like Rabbi Yochanan spoke out in this gemara. Why, with regards to these two halachas, he doesn't say Gershon is Gair Kekot and Shanoel Adami. I just had one machshava, and that is, so who's the one in Shas that says Gershon is Gair Kekot and Shanoel Adami? It's Reish Lakish. It's interesting. Everybody knows Reish Lakish was a Baal Tshuva. The Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer famously says, Ben Aza Yoimer, Boy Urei Koyach HaTshuva. You want to know the Koyach HaTshuva? Where should you look? Mirab Shimon ben Lakish. Take a look at Rab Shimon ben Lakish. Haya hu, shnei rei of goizlam v'chaimsin, kol ha-shei yavarleim. Adarach, the Gemara tells a little bit of the story in the Sechtes Bava Mitzia and Perek HaSoich HaSapayalim. But Ben Azai said, you want to know the Koyach HaTshuva? Boyu re'ei Koyach HaTshuva from who? From Rab Shimon ben Lakish. Rabbi Yonah wrote a sefer called Shari Tshuva. That everybody knows. Rabbi Yonah also wrote a small kuntres. It's a few pages. It's called Yesod HaTshuva. Yesod means foundation. And really, Rabbi Yonah's Yesod HaTshuva comes before the Sefer Shari Tshuva. It's the foundation on which the Sefer Shari Tshuva was built. So Shari Tshuva is a skyscraper in terms of Vas Tutzach in Sefer Shari Tshuva. But it's built on a foundation. The foundation is the Yesod of Tshuva. And Rabbi Yonah begins his Yesod HaTshuva as follows. He says, skipping four lines in. Adam asher pasha v'chata. A person who was pesheya, he was chayte. Uva lachot, so yis tachas kan v'yashchino. And he wants to do tshuva. Uli hikones bedarkei atshuva. Askilcha v'orcha v'derech zutelech. I'm going to tell you, I will enlighten you. I will teach you exactly how the Baal Tshuva is supposed to begin and embark upon this task. Bayoy mahu, that day. Which day? Not brachas tavchofches. Bayoy mahu, on that day that he decides that he wants to become a Baal Tshuva, yashlich kol peshav asher asa. He should take all the averes that he did and he should throw them away. V'yasa atzmoy, and he should act as if ki'ilu boy bayoy noilad, as if today is the day that he was born. V'ein biyadei loy schus v'loy chayva. V'zeh hayoyim tchilas masov. Hayoyim yifal asar chayso. Shlo yitu, and from today on he's going to be perfect. What do you mean he's going to be perfect from today on? He just did Averis and he messed up his life in 900 different ways. It doesn't matter. A person has the ability to wake up in the morning and to decide that today is the first day of the rest of my life. That's the Yesod of Tshuva, the Aleph of Tshuva. This is the literally chapter 1, verse 1, in Rabbeinu Yonah's Yesod HaTshuva, which is the precursor to the Sefer Shaarei Teshuvah. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, the first thing that the Baal Teshuva has to know is that a person has to look at himself, that he's a Gershon Eskayer Kekotan Shonoyla Dome. I think it's very befitting. Reish Lakish, who represents the Koyach HaTshuva, Ben Azai said, Boyurei Koyach HaTshuva. Who do you learn that from? Reish Lakish. This was something that Reish Lakish saw in his own life. Reish Lakish went from being a Gazlan and a Chamsin, like the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer says, to the great Reish Lakish, to a Talmud Chaver of Rabbi Yochanan. How did that happen? It happened because he was able to literally change his life on a dime. How's that possible? Because there's a concept of Gershon Eskayer. Gershon Eskayer, that's in the extreme. That's when someone goes from being an Eved Kechavim to a Yehudi. So obviously the halachic implications of Gershon Eskayer Katan Shonoyla Domi don't relate to a Baal Teshuva. But the principle, the Yesod of Gershon Eskayer, that I'm the same person, I'm the same flesh and bones, but at the same time, I'm a new person with a Ruach Tahira and a Ruach Hadasha, that's something that's true for every Baal Teshuva. That's something that Reish Lakish experienced firsthand. I think it's very befitting. The truth is, if you look, there's a lot of members. Reish Lakish is the one that says in Shas, Habol Tire Messiah, it's like it's never a coincidence. Especially in Divrei Agada, you'll find different Tanaim, different Amiran said certain things. And if you know the rest of the story, you know more about their life. It's very consistent with who they are. Reish Lakish is the Koyach HaTshuva, and Doik V'Tishkach, you'll see there's different memories related to tshuva and the Koyach HaTshuva that are attributed to Reish Lakish, and perhaps this one as well, where Reish Lakish takes Gershon Eskayer Kekotan Shonoyla Domi to an extreme, way further than Rabbi Yochanan. It's something that emanated from something that he himself had experienced. Either way, on that note, look to Gemara Vayitam, Ravat Barah, have another Geshmaka Gemara. Levi Sheyolda, the daughter of a Levi that has a Bechar, Bna Potter Meheslam. So we know that a Kohen and a Levi, their firstborn child, doesn't have an obligation of Pidyon HaBen. Rav Adbar Rahava took it one step further. He said that even the daughter of a Levi, a Bas Levi, so if Yisrael is married to a Bas Levi, and they have a Bechar, you're not going to have the halacha of Pidyon HaBen. Says the Gemara, Amr Diaber Mima, Ilei Mediaber Mikoyim Levi. Are you talking about a Leviya, meaning the daughter of a Levi, that had a firstborn child from a Koyin or a Levi, Mayir Yileviya, Afil Yisraelis, Nami, even a Yisraelis that has a Bechar from a Koyin or a Levi, there's no halacha. Yisrael, presumably, like we just explained it, what Rav Adbar Rahava must be referring to is a Leviya, a Bas Levi, has a firstborn child from Yisrael, and Kamash Malan, that even then, you're going to be potter from Pidyon HaBen. But it doesn't make sense, because we know the rule is, Mishpachas Av Kriya Mishpacha, Mishpachas Eim, Eina Kriya Mishpacha. Since when do you go based on the mother? Aren't you supposed to go based on the father? Amr Rapop, Rapop said, you're right. The Abrim, the Oyve Kechav, and Rav Adbar Rahava never meant to say that a Bas Levi that has a child from Yisrael, her firstborn child is going to be potter from Pidyon HaBen. Because if the father is Yisrael, the child is Yisrael. And if the child is Yisrael, there's a chiyuv pidyon habet. What then did Rav Adbar Rahava mean? He meant if a Leviya had a child from a non-Jew. Over there, being that this child is not a Yisrael in the generic sense, because what would make you a Yisrael if your father's a Yisrael? His father's a Shegetz. So he doesn't have that Yichus Mitzad Av. So what we give him is Yichus Mitzad Aim. And his Yichus Mitzad Aim is his mother's a Leviya. So if his mother's a Leviya, he's going to be potter from Pidyon HaBen. Sounds like a big Kiddush. And Rapapa continued. He said, Veloite, Malibi the Man, Domi, Mizam and Savlad. We know there's Machalikis and Shas, Evi Vikuti Abba, Bas Yisrael. Havad Kosh Avad Pasal. Right? If a Jewish woman has a child from an non-Jew, what's the halacha? So we know the halacha is to go based on the mother. But really, on the Shas level, it's a big machlekes and shas, huge machlekes and shas and rishonim, and there's a lot of raid on this. Eved v'kuti abav bas yisrael avad kosha blad pasul. So the Gemara says at first glance, you could have argued that maybe this halacha that you go based on the mother where there's a father, that's all true if you hold eved v'kuti abav bas yisrael avad kosha. So you see that you don't look at the father at all. The father's a non-Jew. Must be you're looking at the mother. Oh, the mother's a Leviya. So he gets a din of a Levi. Rapapa said, don't make that mistake. Even according to the man that says that we do take the father's yichas into consideration, meaning this child is a apostle, he's a mamzer according to one shita, but it doesn't matter. Levi apostle, Mikri. At the end of the day, it's true he's apostle, but what kind of apostle is he? A Levi? Why a Levi? Mitzad aim. At the end of the day, Koyin Levi v'Yisrael has to be determined by one of the two parents. Usually the father. If there's no father, it's going to be the mother. And therefore, in this case, where the mother's a Leviya. But either way, what Rapapa was saying as it relates to our sugya, I mean, this is something that's negay other sugyas as well, but as it relates to our sugya, is that Pidyon HaBen, the child of a Levi, doesn't have Pidyon HaBen. it's possible for the child of a Leviah to also be exempt. How so? If the father was a Yisrael, and the child is Yisrael, Abad is going to be a Chiyuv Binyan Aben. In the case where the father was a guy. So being that there's no Kohen Levi Yisrael being determined Mitzada, because he's a non-Jew, it's going to be determined Mitzada. That's Rav Papa's beer in what Rav Adam Barah Hava said. Marbid Rav Yosef Amin Shmei Derofo. Marbid Rav Yosef says, Rav Yosef had a son, Mar. And this Mar, who was Brad Rav Yosef, said, I heard from Rav. Who was Revisor's Talmud? Loilam di Abram Yisrael. Talmud Mufik. Loilam di Abram Yisrael. Really, Rabbi Adarahava was talking about a regular Leviah. Not that she had a child from a non Jew. That's already a milsot leishchicha. That's not what Rabbi Adarahava was talking about. He meant a very simple case. Yisrael marries a Leviah. And the halach is, Bra Potter, Vipidyarabet. What's the kasha? This child is a Yisrael. Not a Levi. You always go based on your father, not based on your mother. Shani Hossam, here it's different. I'm going to call Peter Rechem. The Peter Rechem, Tala Rachmana. I mean that the Torah said that it's Tali and Peter Rechem, and Peter Rechem is always the mother. Bechor, Lekoyin, the mother plays a disproportionate role. I mean, it's her Bechor, it's not his Bechor. So it's for that reason, as it relates to determining if you're a Koyin Levi Yisrael, with regards to the laws of Pidyon HaBen, if your mother's a Leviah, you have a din of a Levi. So, Kligamar Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Misha Yilei Banin, Vanasa Isha Shalai Yalda. So the Mishnah was giving examples of a Bechor Lekoyin that's not a Bechor Lenachla, right? The Mishnah, the first Mishnah in the Perek, discussed the Bechor Lenachla v'ena Bechor Lekoyin, and the Bechor Lekoyin v'ena Bechor Lenachla. Some of the examples were straightforward. Some of them were rather confusing. So now we're going to have some of the other confusing ones. Either way, so the Mishnah is talking about a Bechor Lekoyin, that's not a Bechor Lenachla. So the first example was, Misha Hayulei Banim, the Nasa Isha Shalai Yalda. Very simple. He had children. She didn't have children. They have a child together. This child's not a Bechor Lenachla, because he had children already. It's not Reish HaSoinai. It is a Bechor Lekoyin, because she didn't have children anymore. Niskayru, Meuberes, Nishtachim Meuberes. Another example was where she was Megayer, or she was freed while she was Meuberes. So being that she had a child now as a Yid, it's Peter Echem B'Yisrael. Even according to Rabbi Yosef, I believe the child's going to be a Bechor Lekoyin. It's not going to be a Bechor Lenachla, because being that the child was conceived when the father was a non-Jew, Zir Masusim Zir Masam, as we spoke about yesterday, there's no Yachas. This is the case that we need. He v'koyenes, he v'levio, he v'ishesh k'val yolda. What happens if two children got mixed up in the infirmary? They got mixed up somehow. One was a regular child, that's chayv and pidyon haben. The other one was the child of a koyenes, the child of a levio, or the child of someone that had a child already. So the halach is b'char l'koyen, all those examples, v'ena b'char l'nachla. What do you see from here? One of the examples that the Mishnah gave where Bechor Lekoyin Beinu Bechor Lenachla is where two children got mixed up. And the Mishnah gave three examples of what exactly the mix-up was. In one case, you have a child that's Chayv and Pinyan Aben that got mixed up with the child of a Leviah. A child that's Chayv and Pinyan Aben got mixed up with a child that's a Koyenes. The third case was a child that's Chayv and Pinyan Aben that got mixed up with the seventh child in a family. Right, where there's no Chiyuv Pidyon HaBen. In all three of those cases, Bechor Lekoyin, Veina Bechor Lenachla. Zok Gemara, what do you see from this Mishnah? Mechlal Dekunav Leviyah Pturim. Right? Isn't that obvious? That the daughter, or the son of a Koyenes, and the son of a Leviyah, a Potter, for Pidyon HaBen. Now, Zok Gemara, the Abram Iman. Who's the father of this child? Elim, the Abram Koyen Levi. If the father's a Koyen Levi, Yachim, my year, your Koyenes for Levi. I feel about Israel Nami. Then why do we have to talk about a Koyenes for Israel? Even if the mother's a Israelis, if the father's a Koyen and a Levi, you're going to be part of a Pidyon HaBen. Elo, the Abram Yavi Kechav. Well, maybe the father was a non-Jew. The problem is, Koyenes Petura, if a Koyenes has a child from an Oyveit Koychavim, is the child going to be part of Pidyon HaBen? Very good. From Rapapa said, Badaklan Rabo, Koyenes and Sabri Yavi Kechavim, Mau. What's the locha? Koyenes that has a child from Yavi Kechavim, Pidyon HaBen and no Pidyon HaBen. Vamino Lev, Lav Hainu the Rav Adabra Havad, Amal Leviyah Shiyal, the Benal Pata Bechamish Shalom. So my first reaction was, Rapapa said that this is Rav Adabra Havad's locha. Amal Leviyah Shiyal, the Benal Pata Bechamish Shalom. So Lachayra Kehenes should be the same thing. Amalei said, no way. Hachi hashta bishlan Leviyah b'kdusha sakayma. A Leviyah that has a child from a non-Jew, you could hear that there'd be a chiyuv pidyon haben. Why? Because even though the Leviyah had the child from a non-Jew, her child is still going to be considered a kosher. But the Tanya, Levia she nishbeis, or she nivala bilas nos, a Levia that was captured, or she was nivala bilas nos, noislamin amaiser, she still gets maiser, vaycheles, and she could eat it. She doesn't become ois Levia because of the fact that she had a bilas nos. Elo, kohenes, however, kohenes, kiven ibala, havala zara, being that a kohenes, if she's nivala bilas nos, she becomes a zara. So a kohenes that has a child from a non-Jew, that child is now going to be a zar. Why? Because again, a kehenes that's nivala to a bilas nos, or to a non-Jew for that matter, the halacha is that she herself becomes a zar. She can't eat truma anymore. That you don't have by Levia. That you have by kehenes. So it's pashut a kehenes that has a child. There's no havamin in the world now that this should be a ptor pinyan aben. Avadin is going to be a chi pinyan aben. What would be the tzad? The tzad is that the mother's a kayenis. She herself's not a kayenis anymore. She just became a zar. So that's pashit, that a kayenis that's nivelo to an ovik echavim, the child is going to be chayiv in pidyon aben. So if the child's going to be chayiv in pidyon aben, in our Mishnah, where the Mishnah talks about a Levi and a kayenis that had a child, and the child was part of a pidyon aben, you can't tell me that the father of this child is a non-Jew. Levi, that you could maybe say. But kayenis, you can't say. Because a kayenis that has a child from a non-Jew, the child is going to be a zar, is zicha going to be chayiv in pidyon aben. Elamai, it's pashit, you have no choice, that the Mishnah is talking about where this kayhenes and this Leviah had a child from who? From Yisrael. Again, if the father of the child, Mishnah said the child of a kayhenes and Leviah is part of a bidin aben. When the Mishnah say that? Because the Mishnah is discussing a case, we have a b'chol l'koyim and a b'chol l'nachlo, and the Mishnah gives an example where the kids got mixed up. One kid was chayv in bidin aben, the other kid was part of bidin aben. So to Mishnah, what's the example of a child that's part of a bidin aben? The child of a kayhenes, the child of a Leviah. So who's the father of this child? If it's a Kohen and a Levi, then you don't need the mother to be a Kohen and a Levi. The mother could have been a Yisraelis, and the child would have been part of a Pidyon Aben. If the child is the father, if the father of the child is a Goy, then Lechaira, Kohenes, why should she be part of a Pidyon Aben? A Kohenes that has a child with a Goy becomes a Zara, and if that's the case, the child is Zichra Zar, it's not the father. He's a non-Jew. Mitzad the mother, she now became a Zara. So it's Pasha, the child will be Chayiv. Elamite has to be a Yisrael. There's no other way to learn. You have to say something about a Yisrael. So what's the Kasha? Oh, Nichol Ma'abrei Rav Yosef, Mishmei Rav. Bishlam, according to Ma'abrei Yosef, who said over the name of Rav, that Rav Adam Rahava, who said, Leviah Sheol, the B'nai Potter, is talking about the Abim Yisrael. And even though ordinarily, Yichus is always Mitzad Av, but over here, when it comes to Bechar, where it's Bepete Rech and Tal Rachman, over here you look at the Yichus Mitzad Aim, so you'll tell me Mukulab at the Abim Yisrael. You say it's talking about where the fathers are Yisrael. That's Pasha, what the Mishnah is talking about. El Rav Papa. But according to Rav Papa, that said a Leviah that has a child from a Yisrael, the child is going to be Chayiv Mepinyan Aben, because the Mishpah Choysom, the Veis Avoysom. And Rav Papa wasn't masking to that Svara, that when it comes to Bechar Lekoyen, Bepete Rechem Tali Rachmano. So if that's the case, B'mai Moikim Law, how's he going to learn the Mishnah? The Mishnah that says that the son of the Kohenes and the Leviah are potter from Pinyan Aben, L'chayra, how's that possible? If the father is a Kohen or a Levi, then you don't need the mother to be a Kohenes and a Levi. Then the Mishnah just gave us extra information. There's no reason. We're just getting confused with this. We don't need it. As long as the father's a Kohen and a Levi, the child is going to be potter. If it's a Oiva Kechavim, how are you going to explain Kohenes? And if it's a Yisrael, then you go based on the father, and then there should be a Chiyav Binyan Aben. So the Gemara, Papa's going to tell you, Pshana, the Mishnah is Loivam Diabim, Kohen, Vihi Bas Yisrael. The Mishnah said Kohenes, threw us for a loop a little bit. We thought the mother was a Bas Kohen, the father was a Yisrael. No, really, it's just the opposite. The father's a Kohen, and she's a Bas Yisrael. If I might call her the Kohenes, so why is the Torah referred, why is the Mishnah referred to as a Kohenes? They're not Kohen. Being that her son is a Kayin, so therefore we refer to as a Kayin. So the next Gemara is actually going to be a third sugya. So before we go weiter, just one more ha'ara. And that is that the Gemara mentioned, albeit somewhat fleetingly, but it's very, very important in the Havana of the Shakla V'tayr of the Gemara, and that is that even though the halacha is that a kayhenes, that's nivala, bilas nos, or to a non-Jew like an Ar Gemara, she gets a din of a zara, she can't eat shum anymore, it's only true for a kayhenes. But a levia, a bas levi, that would be nivala be'ilas nos, or she would be nivala to a non-Jew, the halach is she would not lose her kedushas levia. So a kehenes loses her kedushas kohuna if she's nivala be'ilas nos, whereas a levia does not lose her kedushas levia if she's nivala be'ilas nos. Taisus points out that it's mavur in this sugya, pashit, that if a kehenes is nivala Be'ilas znus, not only does she lose her kedushas kahuna, she even loses her kedushas leviyah, because we're saying she becomes a zara. She doesn't even become a leviyah. So a kohenes that's nivela be'ilas znus, she loses her kedushas kahuna, and even the bechlal masayim mono of kedushas leviyah that every kohen has, even that she loses. She becomes a regular zara. As opposed to a leviyah doesn't lose anything. The question is why? So it's interesting, Meir Simcha and a classic Meshech Chachma. We've spoken at this Meshech Chachma many, many times, but we've spoken at the second part of the Meshech Chachma. This is the first part of the Meshech Chachma that we don't speak at, but the first part of Meshech Chachma quotes our Gemara, Mesechtes Bechoris, Daf Mem Zayin Amar Aleph. And he says that you see from here, from a Hashkafic standpoint, something very interesting. And that is that the more Kaddish something is, the more sensitive it is to Tumah. And when something or someone reaches a certain plateau, a certain level of Kedusha, if he defiles that Kedusha, it's much easier for him to lose everything that he has than someone that would be on a lesser madrega. So the Kohen, that's Birum HaMailah, says Rameh Simcha, in terms of Kedusha's Kohuna. So the Kohen, that's Nivela Bilas, loses everything. You're not even a Levi, you mamish full to show tachtis. You lose everything. As opposed to the Levi, whose Kedusha was never that great in the first place. It was a more moderate level of Kedusha. The Leviyah that's Nivela Bilas Nus is not going to lose anything. And Rameh Simcha tells this too. I mean, like only Rameh Simcha could, to the Rambam in the end of Hilchos Perek Vav, Hilchos Beis Abchira. The Rambam's talking about the sugyas of Kedusha Rishayna, Kitchel Ashaita, Vekitchel Asalavai. Again, this is obviously not our sugya. But if you go through the Rambam in the end of Perek Vav, Hilchos Beis Abchira, the Rambam has two Kedushim in the sugya of Kedusha Rishayna, Kitchel Ashaita, Vekitchel Asalavai. The first Kedush the Rambam says is that when you talk about Kedusha Rishayna, Kitchel Ashaita, Vekitchel Asalavai, you have to bifurcate Kedusha Eretz Yisrael and Kedusha Yerushalayim in the Beis HaMikdash. Meaning this Kedusha Eretz Yisrael from the Shumas Maisrus and the Shemitah, that perspective, which is Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, that's one Shaila, and then there's another Shaila, Yerushalayim in the Beis HaMikdash, which had a higher level of Kedusha. So could you bring Karbonis, for example? So the Shaila of Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel Ashaita V'Kitchel Asalavai has one application as it relates to Trumas or Maestros, for example. That's Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. And there's another application, Makriv and Afal Pishayim Bayis. Could you bring Karbonis? Or Tzvi Hirsch Kalasher? Karbon Pesach Bezman Hazeh? That's another application of it. Two separate sugyas. That's the Rambam's Chiddush. The Ravid argues on that Chiddush. Ravid says that the Rambam made it up. Svaras Atzmo Yizu. Really, it's Taisa Shita as well throughout Shas. But Advar Matikim Vein Kama Kami Laharich. That's one of the Chiddushim. That's Mavur and those Rambams. But there's another Chiddush. And that is the Rambam said that there's the Shaila of Kedusha Rishayna, emphasis on Rishayna, Kitchel Shaita V'Kitchel Asalavi, and Kedusha Shniyah, Kitchel Shaita V'Kitchel Asalavi. Kedusha Rishayna was Kibush Yeshua Benot. Kedusha Shniyah was Kibush Ezra. And the Rambam says that in the sugyas of the Gemara, when the Gemara talks about Kedusha Rishayna, you have to be medayek the Lashon HaGemara. There's always going to be Kedusha Rishayna, and there's always going to be Kedusha Shniyah. So the Rambam says, even though most people say, oh, the sugya, which sugya are you learning? Kedusha Rishayna, Kitchel Shaita V'Kitchel Asalavi. It's like three sugyas. It's three sugyas. Or maybe even four. Because you have to dine, number one, Kedusha Rishayna, or Kedusha Shneya. Number two, is it Kedusha Haaretz, or is it Kedusha Yerushalayim in the basement? The Ravid has a whole different mahalach. But that's the Rambam Shita. L'maisa, the Rambam Shita is, Kedusha Rishayna, Kitchel Ashaita, V'loy Kitchel Asalavai, as it relates to Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. Kedusha Rishayna, Kitchel Ashaita, V'Kitchel Asalavai, as it relates to Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash. That's what the Rambam says. Makriv and Afal Bishayim Bayis, that's what the Rambam holds. You now go to the Harabayis, Bizman Azeb. Because Kedusha Rishayna, Kedusha Ashaita, V'Kitchel Asalavai, as it relates to Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash. What about Kedusha Shniyah? The Rambam Shita is that Kedusha Shniyah, Kitchel Ashaita, V'Kitchel Asalavai, as it relates to Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. See, even though everyone knows the Rambam Shita, there's no Kedusha Eretz Yisrael Bezman Hazeh. That's only Kedusha Rishayna. You have to know the second part of the Rambam too. There is Kedusha Shniyah. So you're going to tell me, so what difference does it make if you have Kedusha Shniyah? Oh, there's a lot of differences. But that is the Rambam Shita. As it relates to Kedusha Rishayna, it's like Kitchel Asalavai. Kedusha Yerushalayim in the Beis HaMikdash is Kitchel Asalavai. Kedusha Shniyah, even Kedusha Eretz Yisrael is Kitchel Asalavai. Zakru Meir Simcha, what's the beer? The Rambam himself says a swap. What's the beer? At the end of the day, what's the pneumius of the Indian? Kedusha Rishayna was like Kitchel Asalavai. Kedusha Shniyah was Kitchel Asalavai. Says Rameh Simcha, because Kedusha Rishayna happened al yidei the Aroin. Kedusha Rishayna happened with Nisan v'Neflois when the Yidden crossed the Yarden, entered Eretz Yisrael together with Yeshua Benun, with the Melchama against Yerichai. Kimavur in the Nevi'im and Sefer Yeshua and Sefer Shoftim. Kedusha Rishayna was with the Shechina, with the Urva Tumim. It was on a much higher Madrega of Kedusha. You know what happens when you defile Kedusha? It's gone. It's lost. And it's much harder to retrieve. And as a result, Kedusha Rishayna was Kitcha L'Shaita, but it was like Kitcha L'Azalava. Kedusha Shniya was never on the same Madrega. And because Kedusha Shniya was never on the same Madrega, it's for that reason Kedusha Shniya, it was Kitcha L'Shaita, and even though the Romans destroyed the second Beis Hamikdash in the 70s, but it didn't matter because it's still going to be Kitcha L'Azalava. He says Kedusha Yerushalayim is like Kedusha Kohuna. He said Kedusha Shniya is like Kedusha Levia. Kedusha Kohuna, the halacha is that a kohenes that's nivela, she becomes a zara. Kedusha Rishayna was Kitcha L'Shaita, but like Kitcha L'Azalava. Kedusha Shniya was like Kedusha Levia. He says it on a much deeper level. This is Pashit scratching the surface in terms of the way Rav Meir Simcha explains it, but just simply put, says Rav Meir Simcha, that when something is more kadosh, to the contrary, it's more vulnerable. That's why the kohenes is more vulnerable, and that's why Kedusha Rishayna was more vulnerable. Kedusha Rishayna is Kitcha L'Shaita, but like Kitcha L'Asadlavi. But Kedusha Shniya was Kitcha L'Shaita, V'Kitcha L'Asadlavi. Either way, Zakhti Gemara, another sugi. Itmar, Kohen Shemes, V'Ni HaChalol. A Kohen had a Chalol. So what's a Chalol? If a Kohen marries someone that he's not supposed to marry, and has a child, a grusha, a chalutza, a zoyna, a chalala. So the halacha is, right, the first mission of Masechtas Machlis. Me'idin anubish pleinu shu ben grusha ben chalutza. What do they want to say? They want to say that this person who you think is a kayan is really a chalal. What happens if he's a chalal? Tap Rashi, he's ki Yisrael. He becomes a Yisrael. So a kayan died and he left over a chalal. So the question is, yeah, pidyan aben or no pidyan aben? Now, if ordinarily a Kohen has a child, there's no pidyon aben, because the child is the son of a Kohen, he's the son of a Levi. If the son is a Cholol, then being that the child is a Yisrael, there would be a Chiyuv pidyon aben. But the good news is, I mean, that's the bad news. The father now has a mitzvah, he has a Chiyuv pidyon aben. It's going to cost him 5 shlach. The good news is he's a Kohen, so he can give it to himself. So he takes the money out of one pocket, he literally puts it in the other pocket, and with that he's making the mitzvah pidyon aben. What happened over here was, the Kohen died. So what happens if someone's father dies, loyal Leinu, and leaves over a son that didn't do pidyon aben? The child has a Chiyuv to do his own pidyon aben. So here's the question, does this Cholol have his own Chiyuv pidyon aben or not? Rav Chizda said, Aben Chayv Liv Tisis Atzmai. Of course, he's a Yisrael. He has a Chiyuv pidyon aben. Rabbi Barav Huna, Aben Chayv Liv Tisis Atzmai. He doesn't have a Chiyuv pidyon aben. Why? Because Kol Hecha Demes why not? Because at the end of the day, he came Mikayach his father. And being that his father, although he had a Chiyuv pidyon aben, but he could have taken it and kept the money. So for that reason, the child, Yarshins, as we'll see now in the Gemara, that's chus, and therefore he doesn't have a chiv to give the 5 slum to anybody. In the event that the father died after 30 days, meaning after it was ready, chal the chiv, pinyin aben. So, everybody agrees that the son's going to be potter. Shari zocha of pinyinai. Because he was zoicha, he yarshined the schus to take the 5 slum. So yeah, maybe he has a chiv to be mafresh the 5 slum, but he gets to keep the 5 slum. So it's a moot point, really. So the shayla is whether he died within 30 days. Rav Chizda says, he has a chiv pinyin aben. Why? Because meaning that he died before 30 days, the father was never zoich in the pinyin aben. Because you could always tell the kohen, my chiv pinyin aben is a derivative of my father's chiv pinyin aben. And being that you could have never gotten money from my father because he was a kohen, so Mimel, you can't get money from me either. So the Machlokes is only when the father died within Shloshim Yom. But if he died l'achas Shloshim Yom, everybody's going to agree, being that the Chiyuv pinyon aben was already chal. So it's poshit that the child yarshins the schus 5 slum. The shayla was within 30 days. The Chiyuv didn't happen yet. So there's no Yerusha on the 5 slum. The shayla is a new svara. Do you say asina mikoich gavred leimatzis lishtaune dina ba'ada? At the end of the day, I'm coming mikoich my father, who's someone you could have never been toivei the 5 slum for. As a result, maybe that's a reason that I myself should be part. Zok gemara tana. L'chura, there's a raya from our Mishnah. Mishnah said neskayru muberes. If muberes was megayer, that was an example of bechor lekoyin vein bechor lenachla. No bechor lenachla because the father's not really a father. Bechor lekoyin because at the end of the day she had a child while she was a Yisrael. It was Peter Echem Yisrael. Even according to Rabbi Yosiya, clearly says the Gemara, Vamai, why is Rechi opinion aben? Let the child say, Asina Mekoyach, Gavrilay Maslish Tawudin Abed. Meaning, who's Chayv opinion aben? The father? The father's a non-Jew. Father's not Chayv in anything. Shev Mitzis Pnei Noyach. That's it. So, who's Chayv opinion aben? Obviously, the son is Chayv opinion aben. L'chayra, why can't the son say, you could have never gotten it from my father? It's a derivative chiyuv, so you shouldn't be able to get it from me either. Asina mekeich gavra, t'loi matzis v'shtai v'dina b'adeh. You see, you don't say that svara. So l'chura, don't we have a raya from our Mishnah to this machlekes amiram? The Gemara says, no, sh'ani evi kechavim, less lechayis. A non-Jew is different. Why? Because a non-Jew has no chayis. What's the difference? This Jew, whose father is a non-Jew, doesn't have a father. It's very, very different. In the case where the Kayan had a Cholol, so the Chol has a father, it's a little interesting. The son's a Yisrael, the father's a Kayan, the father's Duchening, the son's not Duchening, whatever. But the point is, it's his father. And being that it's his father, the Iker Chiyav Pidyon HaBen is obviously on the father. So you can kind of, being that you could have gone to my father for the money, so you can't come to me either. But over here, you're right, the Kohen couldn't go to this child's father. That's true, because he's a non-Jew. But the punchline is, he's not really his father. So being that he's not really his father, the ikrichi opinion of Ben is on the son. It's not on the father, it's not at Tzusha. Zokti Gemara, Amr Reb Shimon ben Yosinio, Amr Reb Shimon ben Lachish, Kohen shemeitz p'tech shloishim yoyim, Kohen that dies within 30 days, v'niach ben cholol, ha-ben chayev liftei sesatzmoy, shloi zoch ha-ben bepidyoinoy, meis la'acha shloishim yoyim, ein ha-ben chayev liftei sesatzmoy, sharei zocho ha-ov bepidyoinoy, and this is Rav Chizda's sheet. Zokti Gemara, v'chem yishloi shos ha-achri b'ayil, g'ibon chadoshim. So last case in the Mishnah, we have a Bechor L'Koyin, that's not a Bechor L'Nachlo, was in the event that you had a child, again, where we're not sure who the father of the child is. What was the confusion? A woman was married, got divorced, and within Gimel Chadashim, she went ahead, she wasn't supposed to, because it's a Havchana, she got married again, and now she had a child. And you have a Suffolk, who the right father of this child is. Now, so the halacha is, the child himself, he knows he's a bechor, he's just not sure who the father is, he will one day have a chiyuv pinyan haben. But when it comes time to yarshin, if he wants to get pishnayim, he's never going to get pishnayim, because the brothers that he's going to yarshin with are always going to send him to the other guy. They're going to say, no, 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 you're not my brother, and they're going to say, you're not my brother. So at the end of the day, it's going to be very difficult for him to yarshin. It sounds like from the Mishnah that this child is going to have a hard time getting pishnayim. But to yarshin, that he'll be able to. He's just a Bechor L'Koyin Veinu Bechor L'Nachla. The Gemara is making an interesting deal. He's not a Bechor L'Nachla, but Nachla, it sounds like he could get. Just like he can never get the Pishnayim, he can't even Yarshan like a Pasha. He can't even Yarshan like a regular child. Why? Because the brothers are always getting, he doesn't know who his father is. The fact that he doesn't know who his father is impacts his ability to get Pishnayim, because he doesn't know who he's a Bechor of. But it also impacts his ability to yashin, because he doesn't know who his father is. How could he yashin? The Gemara says, you're right. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, lo yinitzruch el ba'achra. When the Mishnah says, b'char le'koyin, ve'enoy b'char le'nachla, it's referring to the child in question, but it's also discussing the next child that was born. V'hachi kamar. This is the way you have to read the Mishnah. B'char le'koyin. This child that was born, he doesn't know who his father is, a Bechor L'Koyin. If he knows he's a Bechor, if both of these men that may be his father never had a child before, so, well, the truth doesn't matter, because as long as the mother, she's a Peter Rechem, so this child is going to be a Bechor L'Koyin. The question is, as it relates to Nachla, so you're right, this child himself he's not a Bechor L'Nachla, he can't even Yarshin as a Pashut. Achrov, however, the next child that would be born in a Bechor L'Nachla, but he would be able to get as a Pasha. Meaning the next child will also come and say, you know, maybe I'm the Bechor. What do you mean I'm the Bechor? You have a Shaila, is Reuven the father, Shimon the father. So now Reuven has another child. So Reuven's other child is going to say, oh, that boy in question was really Shimon's son. I'm the one that's supposed to get the Pishnayim. Now, Lachis, he's not going to be able to get that. Why won't he be able to get that? Because again, the brothers, now that person knows who his father is. He just has a suffix whether or not he's a Bechor. So that diak of Ein Bechor L'Nachla, it's because the Mishnah had in Zin the next child as well. But the Gemara asks, Sakasha, L'Chaira, I have a way out. V'lichtavu harsha l'hadadi. Why can't the two people in question write a shtar harsha together? Meaning they know one of them is either I'm the Bechor or you're the Bechor. So why don't they just make up that if I'm the Bechor, I'm giving you power of attorney to go take on my behalf. And if you're the Bechor, right, they do it vice versa. And as a result, you have two children that might be a Bechor L'Nachal. Let them be able to get their Pishnayim. You're right, maybe they could. Who said they can't? Maybe they could. So why the Mishnah say Einu Bechor L'Nachla? Because the Mishnah's not getting involved in Harshois. But the Gemara says, like, we're going to see later in the Perek, the Barashom, that the Mishnah's going to be discussing the case of Harshois. The Mishnah apparently has no issues discussing Harshois. And the Mishnah's making statements
taking Harsha into consideration. It's a fake to Gemara, Harsha, a power of attorney document. Why are we assuming for sure that this Shah is not a Bechor L'Nachlo? There is a way for him to be a Bechor L'Nachlo. Are you there, Harsha? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yanit. I'm Rabbi Yanai. Who could be this Arav who calls from Harsha? You don't always write Harsha. So if someone knew who his father was, like in this case, and then later there was a mix up, so that's when we allow harshas. But if you never knew who your father was, the Chachamim did not allow you to use this loophole of harsha to figure out a way to yashin. Why? It's not our sugya right now, but it's clear that for whatever reason in our sugya, it's not possible harsha. So either way, there's a lot of rage to talk about on this daf. We clearly don't have time to get to what we need to get to, but let's just conclude with one ha'aras. So in the beginning of the daf, we had a machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Two shaylas, l'shita sai. The first was, if somebody had a family when he was a non-Jew, then he was Megayer. His first child that he has now, is he Reish Soinai? Does he get Pishnayim? Or is he not Reish Soinai? Rabbi Yochanan said, no. Not Rishus Lein, this person has a non-Jewish family. Shlokish said, Gershin is Gaya. The second machlokes was, if somebody had a family when he was a non-Jew, then he was Megayer. The first mitzvah in the Torah is Peruvu, Milu Asar. Does he have an obligation now to have children or not? Rabbi Yechon says, no, he's Mekayim the mitzvah Peruvu. Why was he Mekayim the mitzvah Peruvu? Because he had children. While he was nine, he still has those children, for that matter. Reish Lakish says no. Reish Lakish says, Gershin is Gaya, could cut in Shanay Lodami. The children that he had when he was a non-Jew, right now, do not count. Shagasarye in Turei Evin, Sechtes Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chof Chesam and Aleph, asks a bomba kasha from a well-known Gemara. The Gemara says, Shochule la'avua d'shmu kofoi va'ochal matzah yotz. If somebody forces somebody, and that person now eats matzah under duress, he was forced into eating matzah, the halach is his yotz. The Gemara brings us in the context of the sugya of mitzvah srichas kavana and mitzvah ain't srichas kavana. So the Gemara says, kofi mat, who forced him? Elim kofi shade. Was it a shade? Vatanya, we learned to the braisa, eatim cholim, eatim pshaita. If a person sometimes is a cholim, meaning sometimes he's healthy, and sometimes he's a shaita, sometimes he's not so lucid. He's at a point where halacha would deem him as a shaita. So the halacha is shuhu cholim when he's okay, hareo kipikech l'chalvarv. Kishu shaita when he's not okay, hareo kishaita l'chalvarv. The Gemara means to say that if somebody is sometimes a cholim, sometimes a pikeach, and sometimes a shaita, when he's a cholim, we treat him like a cholim. When he's a shaita, we treat him like a shaita. So let's say it's the seder night, and during the seder he had one of these episodes. He ate matzah while he was having one of these episodes, while he was a shaita. Zok de Gemara, if later he becomes better, the halacha is he has a chiyuv to eat matzah again. What do you mean? This person just ate matzah. The answer is no. He ate matzah while he was a shaita. A shaita is patam in a mitzvah. Now you're a cholim, you're a pikeach l'chol davar, now you chayv a mitzvah. Something that I do when I'm pater from a mitzvah doesn't count for me, myself, if I'm later chayv in a mitzvah. So for example, everybody knows, someone who's potter from a mitzvah can't be moitzi someone else that's chayv in a mitzvah. Right? A katan, your non-bar mitzvah child, can't make kiddush for you Friday night. Because you're chayv in kiddush, zachar zeh mishabes akach midday raisa, whereas your child is only chayv midrabanan. Your wife, that's a whole different shayla. But someone that's chayv midrabanan can't be moitzi someone that's chayv midday raisa. Someone that's potter from something can't be moitzi someone that's chayv. What about the same person? He was potter in the morning, he did the mitzvah, and then later that day he became chayev. Does he have to do the mitzvah again? It's before Shagamar. Rashana daf chavchasam and aleph. That someone who's sometimes okay, sometimes not okay. If he ate matzah when he was not okay, and now he is okay, he has to eat matzah all over again. I would have been ate matzah already. The same person ate matzah. Yeah, but when you ate matzah, you were potter. Now you're chayev. You can't be moitzi your zman hachiyuv with something that you did at the time that you were potter. Freik the shagasar, yeah. If that's the case, how do you understand Rabbi Yochanan Shita? Rabbi Yochanan says, Mesechtes Yivamas daf samach beis, and Mesechtes Becheres daf menzai. The hoyu leibonim biyoyis evike chavim in eskayer, kayim peri virivya. L'chayr, when did you have your children? When you were a non-Jew, at that time you were potter. Peri virivya is not one of the seven mitzvahs b'nei noyach. So at that time you were potter from the mitzvah. So the chayiv, if you do a mitzvah at a time that you're potter, and now later you become chayiv, just like if you ate matzah when you were a shaita, and now you're not a shaita anymore. The halacha is you have to eat matzah all over again. Because the matzah that you ate when you were a shaita didn't count. Because at that point you were potter. The halacha, the same thing should be true. That if somebody had children when he was non-Jewish and not chayiv in the mitzvah of Puravu, it shouldn't count for later that he's Megayer, later that he is chayiv in Puravu. As I think the Shagasari says a major teretz and then he's doiches teretz, ayin sham. But it's Yidua that the Michas Chinuch and mitzvah Aleph is very, very bothered by the Shagas Arias Kasha. He says he Pasha doesn't understand the Kasha. Because if you think about it, in Lumbus, there's a very, very big difference between the act of eating matzah and the Maisa Bia and its role that it plays in the mitzvah or puravu. The mitzvah achilas matzah is eat matzah. There's a mitzvah, the erev tarichlu matzah is, you have a chiyuv to eat a kezayas matzah. The achila is the mitzvah. By puravu, what's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is to have children. The mitzvah is to have a ben or bas. In fact, the Gemara says that if somebody has a ben or bas, and then le'aleinu, one of the children die, he has to have another child. Because he's not mekayim the mitzvah anymore. The mitzvah is not the act that results in having children. The mitzvah is having children. And if that's the case, says the Michas Chinuch, what does one have to do with the other? In the case where a person ate matzah when he was potter from eating matzah, when he was a shaita, the mitzvah was done in his mind that he was potter. If the mitzvah was done in his mind that he's potter, right now he's chayiv, he doesn't have a mitzvah. As a result, he has to go ahead and eat matzah all over again. But in the case of puravu, what's the mitzvah? To have children. Right now he's chayiv to have children because he was megayer, and right now he has children. What are you going to tell me? But the bia happened when he was potter? Who cares? The bia is not the mitzvah. You know what the bia is? The bia is the hechsher mitzvah. For a hechsher mitzvah, that's not, that you don't have a gemara Rosh Hashanah Chavches. The Shagas Arias gemara is where the mitzvah was done in his man of p'tor. If the mitzvah was done in his man of p'tor, and now you're chayiv, you have to do the mitzvah all over again. The sugya of puravu, deal with Dani the bia. The bia is not the mitzvah, the bia is the hechsher mitzvah. By a hechsher mitzvah, who said that if you do a hechsher mitzvah, what in the world would be the svara to say something like that? So it says the Michas Chinuch, the chur, the chilik between the sugya Rosh Hashanah, the Chav Ches, and the sugyas, if Yevamah, Samech Beis, and Bechairis, Memzayin, today's daf, are fundamentally different. With this yesod, the Michas Chinuch answers another kasha. He says, the Yerushalmi says, and Rishonim will quote this Yerushalmi, that if somebody has a child, he has a mishpacha, but the children are mamzer. So someone had a family with an eshesish, he had a son, he had a daughter, but the children are mamzer. Is he mekayim the mitzvah puravu, or is he not mekayim the mitzvah puravu? The shita se Yerushalmi is that he's mekayim the mitzvah puravu. Right, the Michas Chinuch, and really makshim ha'olam, that l'chayra, how could you be mekayim the mitzvah puravu with a child that's a mamzer? Everyone knows it's halacha. A mitzvah haba ba'aver. Now, as a machalik rishonim, if someone does a mitzvah haba ba'aver, do you get the mitzvah or you don't get the mitzvah? But according to a lot of rishonim, when you do a mitzvah haba ba'aver, you don't get the mitzvah at all. L'chayra ein l'cha mitzvah haba ba'aver g'day l'mizu. This person had a mamzer. How do you have a mamzer? He had to be boy leishesish or a chayvi krisus of some sort. That's the only way he had a mamzer. It literally happened through an act of chayvi krisus. So l'chayra it's a mitzvah haba ba'aver. So frankly, that the Yerushalmi says if someone has a child that's a mamzer, he's mekayim the mitzvah of puravu. L'chayra ein l'cha mitzvah abba b'aver g'day l'mizu. Says the Michas Chinuch, the Teretz is pashet. The Teretz is, what's the mitzvah of puravu? Is the mitzvah the act of having children, the maisa bia, or is the mitzvah to physically have children? Says the Michas Chinuch, it's pashet, the mitzvah is to have the children. When do you say mitzvah baba avera? That's if the maisa mitzvah itself happened al yedei avera. Over here, the maisa mitzvah didn't happen al yedei avera. What was the maisa mitzvah? When they're in the hospital room and the child was born, mazel tov, it's a boy, mazel tov, it's a girl. That's when the mitzvah happened. There's no avera happening then. The avera was the maisa bia. The maisa bia, that's a heksha mitzvah. Who said that if you do a heksha mitzvah, who said if you do a heksha mitzvah b'avera, that's mitzvah baba avera? You do a mitzvah b'avera, that's a mitzvah baba avera. But over here, the mitzvah didn't happen b'avera. It's the heksha mitzvah that happened. The bia is the heksher mitzvah. Says the Michas Chinuch, Mashalamah Davadoima. If somebody would take matzah below Pesach, Shacholiyos b'Shabbos, he would carry it from the Rishus Rabbim to Rishus Ayachid. He would sit down at the Seder, Behaseba, Derech Sham B'lochem Eichlim, and he would eat his Kizayas matzah. No, that's not a mitzvah baba avera. Because the mitzvah itself is not being baba avera. It happened by yedei avera. You carried it from point A to point B. That's true. You carried it from point A to point B. If somebody would make matzah, you'd bake the matzah by avera. Someone's going to tell you that that would be a mitzvah baba avera. He says, avada not, because that's the heksha mitzvah. If the heksha mitzvah is by avera, there's no problem mitzvah baba avera. The only time it's an issue is if the mitzvah itself, that's the yisoid. Yisoid is puravu, the bi is not the mitzvah. It's the heksha mitzvah. And being that it's only the heksha mitzvah, so it's for that reason of the halacha. Just to conclude with one ha'ara, just leave today's shmuz, festadaf, with just one ha'ara. And that is mechaschinuch asengi yisoid. And that is that pruvu, the bia is not the mitzvah, the bia is the heksha mitzvah. And he wants to answer the shita of Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi that says if someone has a child that's a mamzer, he can be makayim with that, the mitzvah pruvu. It's a mitzvah baba aver, it's not a mitzvah baba aver. Because the heksha mitzvah was baba aver. The mitzvah wasn't baba aver. A mitzvah baba aver is an issue with a mitzvah baba aver. We know the shita of Yerushalmi. We've spoken about it many times in the daf. Place just quotes in Masechta Sukkah, daf mem vav min aleph. Yerushalmi says, "Ha'oisa sukkah la'atzma." If somebody makes a sukkah, he's supposed to make a bracha. Asher kedisharu b'mitzvayis v'tzivanu la'soy sukkah. So is asiyah sukkah mitzvah, not a mitzvah? That's a whole shaila. The shiltas Rashi in the beginning of the second paragraph of Masechta Makis, davni neitzes diik v'advarim matikim. But that has nothing to do with this Yerushalmi, because Yerushalmi continues. He says, "Ha'oisa lulav la'atzma." You also make a bracha. Asher kedisharu b'mitzvayis v'tzivanu la'soy lulav. Ha'oisa mezuzah. If someone makes a mezuzah, you make a bracha. La'soy mezuzah. If somebody's oisa tefillin, he makes a bracha. La'soy. So we don't pass like this Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi shita is that you make a bracha on heksher mitzvah. Poshit pshat in Yerushalmi is that the Yerushalmi holds that heksher mitzvah is like a mitzvah. And that's why you make a bracha. You make a brichas on mitzvah on a heksher mitzvah. If that's the case, just one ha'ara. The Michas Chinuch wants to be miyashiv the Yerushalmi. That says if someone has a child that's a manzer, what's the halacha? It's hareu kubnoi l'chol davar, meaning that you make a mitzvah peruvu. Ayin mitzvah baba aver, it's only the heksher mitzvah. L'chari yesh la'ayin. If the Yerushalmi l'shitasoi, who holds that heksher mitzvah is on a pedestal, it's like a mitzvah itself. You make a bracha. This is a shita of Yerushalmi that the Achronim quote throughout Shas. So yesh la'ayin, if it passes to say the Minchas Chinuch svara in the Yerushalmi, meaning in the Bavli who holds that there's mitzvah and there's heksha mitzvah. So maybe mitzvah baba vera is only true if the mitzvah was baba vera. But if the heksha mitzvah is baba vera, then you don't have the halacha mitzvah baba vera. But in the Yerushalmi l'shitasoi, who the Yerushalmi holds that heksha mitzvah is like a mitzvah, memach da bracha of a heksha mitzvah, then to say a svara that there's no mitzvah baba vera by a heksha mitzvah, yesh la'ayin, and we'll end with that ha'ar.